And we should be live.
My dick is small. And fuck my ass.
It's a rainy afternoon here in Brooklyn, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn, New York City, home of the guys who fucking who came up with the invented math here. You know?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of Jewish guys who came over. During the Holocaust.
And that's when math was invented?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I found out? Because I'm reading a little history of England.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That they were not very kind to Jews in the 1200s.
Oh, yeah? What was it like?
King Henry, I believe, the first or the third.
Mm-hmm.
He made them wear... He was ahead of the curve. He made them wear little patches, little yellow patches.
Well, that's because he owed all this money to this guy... I remember he's like Norman of Lincoln, I think.
Yeah, so exactly, literally, yes.
Yeah, it was this Jewish guy that just like, he was the first Jewish guy, basically.
Yes, yes, yes.
The king owed him like millions of dollars.
Dude, and other guys. He overextended himself.
Yeah.
So the most powerful barons and the kings all owed him money, and they were like, oh, it's actually illegal to be Jewish.
Yeah.
Well, they got him there.
Yeah, Norman of Lincoln, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't touch too much on him, but yeah. And then the queen before her got rich by basically just executing Jews and stealing their money. It was kind of an easy way to get a nice quick dollar.
Not a bad system.
Because I guess they were the only ones allowed to change money or something.
Yes, that's right. They were kept out of other industries.
Well, there was one time when they tried to give Jews farmland, I think in Spain, and it didn't work at all.
They're like, ow.
Yeah.
I don't want to plow.
That's during.
They came back 6 months later and the animals were living in the house and the Jews were all out in the field naked. The cows were wearing tuxedos. Had monocles on. Moo. Moo. The Jews were like, please, we haven't eaten for weeks.
They beat us fair and square.
Well, my bedroom was taken over by a rat and his family. Now they took all of our clothes. I was beaten up by a goose and several raccoons.
Damn. That's wild, man, how old anti-Semitism is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I wonder how they dress back then.
A lot
then.
Of people
well,
say...
Well, it's like romance, you know? It goes back...
Mm-hmm.
It's everybody understands those
stories. Beautiful.
Stories.
It's something in your heart.
The Merchant of Venice,
right.
Every aspect of that story you can relate to.
Yes, absolutely. You know,
especially Shylock getting his comeuppance. Yep.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. A beautiful tale as old as time.
He's, in my opinion, the good guy.
So that's where we get the phrase Shylock from Shakespeare.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Wow, he's so influential that even mobsters call their loan sharking business their Shylock.
Oh, well, mobsters are obsessed with Shakespeare.
They love the
they
bard.
Love plays.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty gay until I saw his picture in 10th grade of him wearing sunglasses. And then at that point, I was like, oh, learning's actually fucking cool. And it's doing drugs that's gay and boring. Thanks, poster in English class.
Dude, Macbeth, man... Absolutely pussy whipped, dude.
In every one of those movies where it's like they're teaching like a classroom of like inner city, like bad kids, they're always like
he raps.
You like the
rhyming singlets.
You like hip hop?
Well,
maybe you get into the original OG old Billy Shakespeare.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who he was lying, right? He stole all his shit.
Are the levels
say?
Good, Adam?
They look like they're at the level they need to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're at zero. We're at zero, yeah.
Are we recording?
Oh, yeah, we're
because we've got some great stuff
we've
about Shakespeare.
We've been on for 4 minutes and 22 seconds.
Let me mosey over here and do a little double check, Areno.
Let's go ahead and do the double check on
just
Adam's
to make
work.
Sure.
I did. I set everything up. I formatted the SD card.
Don't tell people how it works.
I'm not going to tell them the secret to the formula.
Mm-hmm. Don't people say Shakespeare lies and he stole
They said
all his
that
shit?
He plagiarized his stories, but I think he still wrote the plays.
Yeah, his boyfriend, Chuck
Bacon. And he was gay, right?
Yeah.
I knew it, dude.
Yeah.
a fucking
Some
guy.
People say Shakespeare was like a bunch of guys too, I think.
Like a conglomerate, like anonymous.
It was like the club kid scene of the early 90s. Mm-hmm. He was sort of the party monster.
Monster.
People were getting pussy.
He was a Kaiser Soze type.
There's figure. Elizabethan and there's Victorian England, right? And one of them people were getting pussy and doing wild shit and the other one they weren't.
I think Victorian, they weren't getting pussy.
But Elizabethan, they were getting pussy.
That was a
kind
of bit buttoned up.
But people were doing
Victorian
freaky
shit. Victorian was
1800s. Well, maybe earlier than, I don't know.
And then Elizabethan was Shakespeare's age, the age of Shakespeare.
I feel like I heard somewhere that they were getting wild types of pussy back then.
I think people have always been getting pussy.
Yeah, but there's different there's different societies. Like right now, people are doing much more pussy eating and ass eating and all that kind of stuff than they were, let's say, in the 50s. Mm-hmm. Right? I think we can all agree.
No, people keep running their fucking mouth about it.
The 40s? For sure.
I think you go to Taliban, Afghanistan, there's people eating ass.
Well, they're eating boys. They're little boys.
That's what
asses.
I'm saying, man. They got wild back in the 50s.
Yeah, they're all rockabilly.
Yeah. No, dude. The 40s.
They're eating boys.
In the 20s, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're saying because that's the roaring 20s.
The roaring 20s.
So yeah, guys used to, they would go out to an empty strip and they'd race their cars to the end and they get to the end and then suck each other off.
Yeah. That was when
we're racing for pinks.
What do you say, pal?
And
quick,
they actually
quick game
met.
Of chicken, and then we'll double the odds with a game of gay chicken.
That's what racing for pinks meant for each other's assholes. Right. Whoever lost.
Oh, Dick, don't do it. Stay here with me. I can't, Dot. I gotta suck this guy's cock.
I gotta suck his cock to show him.
I gotta
gay.
Show this guy how gay he is by sucking his cock. You don't understand.
Mm-hmm. And people thought that was pomade in
the my
hair.
Older brothers, they all went to the war effort. Me? What am I doing here just being a piece of shit? I got to prove myself. One way or the other. One way or the other. 1950, directed by Howard Hawks. Story of a man who could not serve, so he found a different way to pleasure. To find pleasure.
That's right. To support the war effort.
Mm-hmm.
By sucking off the boys at home.
That's right. He went to the bases
mm-hmm.
to suck them off because he was too young to serve.
Mm. How about those fucking losers that lied and said they were 18?
One of the
fucking idiots.
One of the cuckest moves I've ever heard of.
You're like 12 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of anything gayer sounding than serving your country.
Thank you.
It sounds like you're literally
on all fours.
That you're sus for your country.
On all fours. You know that poster
that's
Uncle
pathetic.
Sam where he's pointing?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're on all fours and slowly backing your ass into that finger.
Mm-hmm.
That's what serving your country is.
Best believe I would have been back home. Getting curved by everyone's wife.
No, I already said this a couple episodes ago. I said I'd be fucking everybody's wife because
I was
medically
cook.
Obese.
You'd be the cook.
No, you'd both be at war and I'd be too fat. And now how's everybody's little jokes now?
If Uncle Sam were alive today, he'd probably have COVID.
Yeah, that's so true.
Isn't that wild?
So
that's
fucking true.
If he was alive today, it'd be...
And that's a lot to think about.
You wouldn't be able to go see him.
Dude, 2020 is crazy.
One, because he's way up there on those stilts. But two,
mm-hmm.
because he was being in a nursing home. Having,
yeah, being true. Dying
COVID.
Of COVID.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just him in a very long hospital bed.
Still wearing the stilts.
Yeah.
Just blocking. The doctor can't... The doctor's squeezing by his feet at the far end of the room to get around to the other side of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, let me just make my way over to his chart here. His family, Toucan Sam,
that's right.
Abraham Lincoln from the golf course opening his legs.
That's right.
Not regular Abraham Lincoln.
No. Not, certainly not.
That's, in fact, that's when Barack Obama says that Abraham Lincoln was his hero. The only thing he knows about Abraham Lincoln is that he opens his legs to let balls pass through them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, when I was a young boy, I fell in love with a statue at the golf course. Mm-hmm. We went and played putt-putt golf, and there was a man opening his legs, and you could put your balls in it. In between there, and I looked at my dad, and I said, that's what I want to be when I grow up. And he looked back at me, and he said,
his dad is Vietnamese.
His dad is my father is.
He's like a Bantu style Vietnamese.
Yeah, from Vietnam. My childhood golf course in Kenya where I grew up.
I did see a picture of young Barry dressed as a pirate with his fucking, his white mom with her long ass chin.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, Barry was a cute little kid, dude.
I'm sure.
He's a cute guy. He's just a bad guy.
He's got a nice smile.
He is cute. Probably lays good pipe, if I had to guess. He seems like he's in good shape, for especially his age.
He blasts cigs.
Mm-hmm. You think he...
He should set himself on fire like the Rage Against the Machine guy to stop Donald Trump.
You mean the guy on the cover of...
Yeah, the monk in Vietnam, otherwise known as the Rage Against the Machine guy.
That's my favorite. I love that.
Or Cambodia.
Because he did that for some reason.
Right.
Like there was something so important to him that he lit himself on fire. And now people are like, oh, yeah, rap rock.
Yeah, Rage Against the Machine.
He killed himself for Limp Bizkit.
Jack Della Rocha, dude.
Yeah.
Do you think that guy sounds like that in his regular life?
Zach Della Rocha?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's always rapping.
Mm. Like he sounds like this?
Yeah.
Sort of, you know?
That's not even what he sounds like in the music.
Yeah, it is.
Are those who wear forces.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Those who...
Some of those who wear forces.
Air Force.
are the same that burn crosses.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Some of those who wear Air Forces.
Air Forces.
Are the same that burn crosses. My dick is small. I can't get hard. Fucking your ass and sucking your dick.
Mm-hmm.
The original machine is cool.
You know what I would like to do is barter with a satchel of Baby Bell cheeses. That's the part of the apocalypse I'm looking forward to.
The barter system.
Just having
back.
a satchel tied to your belt.
Right, me in a crossroads in the woods with a little feather hat on.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
stockings.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I will trade you three cheeses. Mm-hmm.
getting accosted by road agents.
Yeah, that's going to be me, a scallywag.
You're going to be a
roguelike scallywag.
It depends what mood you catch Nick in. Is he going to trade with you, or is he going to fucking slit your
throat? Is it going to be a trick?
And take all your fucking little baby
cereal. You have to answer his
just have some shack in the woods filled with Baby Bell cheeses from before the bottom fell out.
That's good, because those take a while to go bad.
I love them.
I'm gonna be a bridge troll, and I'm going to make people answer my riddles.
You're going to be getting fucked in the ass.
No, yeah. I'm going
to... So you're going to try and get someone to get to do your riddle, and then they'll be like, shut the... They'll slap you, and then you'll bend over.
I think I'm real smart with my riddles.
And then you're just going to get raped under your own bridge.
No, I'm going to be a classic Jewish bridge troll.
You're too weak to be a troll. You don't have anything to offer them.
Did you guys watch Borat 2?
I did.
I watched it, too.
It was good.
Yeah, I remember getting a birthday one year from my aunt. It was weird because they would never send me anything. It was probably twice ever they acknowledged my birthday.
Yeah.
But one time they sent me a puzzle, like some medieval England puzzle, which was, I forget what it even looked like, but I'd never done a puzzle. Like I sat there and I did the
puzzle.
Hell
yeah, dude.
And I was like, wow, this is great. All these like weird, these coifs and the stockings and this whole world.
We're going back.
The Middle Ages rock, dude.
I'm reading, literally I am reading about it. It's interesting.
What are you reading?
I'll look it up. It's some kind of fucking history of medieval England.
The whole.
The English and their history by Toombs?
No.
Oh.
Who's Toombs?
I don't know. Some guy that wrote a huge book on.
On
the English. I don't know. Probably 15 years ago?
Oh, maybe, actually. I don't know. The point is, I'm going to read some other shit because it doesn't go quite into enough detail for me. Like, it's zoomed right past Charlemagne. I'm trying to learn more about that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got a radio show.
Yeah, he's the Breakfast
It's the same guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he's actually not. A lot of people don't know this, but black people are just, they're white people that are hundreds of years old. That's really? If you live long enough, your skin turns a different color. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. So everyone is born white, is what you're saying?
Yes. Like dogs, they don't get their spots until...
What about the Chinese?
The Chinese are... That's, you know... I mean, we've all seen Prometheus.
Oh, they're an alien.
We all remember
race.
The plot
the
of
Prometheus aliens.
Yeah, we all remember.
So, if a Chinese person lived long enough, they would turn into a Prometheus alien, but they never do.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, interesting.
It would be funny to do like an alien movie, and then it turns out the engineers only created Chinese people, and then the rest of us were just, you know, evolved naturally.
Mm.
But the Chinese were planted by Chinese aliens.
So they were the original man.
Yeah.
No, they're
Yoka, drink poison! He's just on top of a waterfall. Okay, bye. And he kills himself. Just disappears into the water.
That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, people say octopuses are aliens.
Yeah. Do people say that?
Because they're so different.
Yeah.
Because they don't have like a central nervous system. Mm-hmm. They're smart. But yet we eat them. It seems like we fucking honestly have absolutely wrecked them. Yeah. People talk about octopuses being so smart and shit, but it's like, okay, do something, bitch.
Yeah. Let's see them develop civilization. Let's see them do that. If an octopus is so smart, how come I can't suck my own dick? That's essentially all an octopus is. It's an animal that is constantly sucking its own dick, I think.
Yeah. Do they have cocks?
They have beaks.
They have beak cocks?
They have like mind cocks.
Damn. Seriously, do they have pussies and dicks?
I have no idea how they procreate.
I'm going
to
guess...
Everyone's telling me to watch that... Netflix movie about the guy who becomes best friends with an octopus.
Is there a movie like that?
My Octopus Teacher or something. My dad called me about it, but a couple other people.
I would never have an octopus as a teacher. I would only have a Judeo-Christian teacher. Octopus eyes are incapable of religion. And religion is a precursor to civilization.
It's really hard to kill them. Like, if you're like an octopus fisherman, you have to like... spear them and then just,
dufeco, that's and then what they just call it.
Beat them against a rock for like 2 hours.
Yeah, you have to fucking you go hunting with a spear. That's one thing you do in Greece. It's pretty fun. You go fucking hunting octopi with a spear gun. And you should fucking get their asses. And then yes, you have to absolutely beat the fuck out of them. And then to make the meat tender, you hang it on a clothesline for a while, let it dry out, and then you fucking grill
it. Octopus. I love grilled octopus.
It's really good.
It's very good. Tastes like chicken thigh.
Well, it tastes like chicken, but it's like gamey chicken. I don't understand.
I think it tastes
not. Maybe chicken. I can't taste the subtle lemon? Difference between octopus and chicken.
Certainly you can.
I think I'm because remember in seventh grade where they do that science test where they see who can taste what?
No.
They had these like strips.
Where your teacher takes you into the closet and he's like, what does this taste like?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that happened to you, but no, this is a different thing.
I don't know. Can I try?
It happened to Stav?
Yeah. Wait, Stav, no, it didn't.
Stav, you can tell your story about
it
being molested in a second.
You have these strips
that you taste and like... When it tastes gross, then you're like... You like mark it down or whatever. And like, I guess I have like a diminished or like a, I can't really taste very well, which is
from
why
a young age, from all the cigs you were smoking.
Yeah. Which I guess it's like, that explains why I'm okay. Just like not being good at cooking.
That's true. You do make some horrific looking things.
Yeah.
I mean,
it makes some gruel.
I'm sure it tastes
bad.
It
was funny
because
I just got used
bad.
To my own cooking. And then I went to a restaurant and I was like, oh my God, what is this? They're like, sir, you're eating the napkin.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is bellissimo del Toro. Yeah, compliments to the chef. May I kiss his hands? They're like, no, we are in the middle of a pandemic. I'm like, it's too late. I'm just barging into the kitchen to kiss everyone's hands. Hey, you make me feel Italian over here. This is the best napkin I've ever tasted.
Maron. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Beautiful napkin.
I went and got oysters the other night.
Ooh,
gorgeous. Where'd you go?
Someplace in Fort Greene, but they were like, the hostess was real bossy. It's like, people either go one of two ways with, nobody's like just middle of the road with COVID stuff.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's like, you can wear a mask or not. It's like, either like, no mask, I have a gun, I'm using the gun against the old president, this is Obama's fault, I'm not wearing the mask, I'll put the mask on the gun and fire through the mask into his fucking brain.
Yes.
And great, now the police are here.
Right.
And fuck them, except only in this situation. Every other situation, they're heroes. Either one of those guys.
Yes.
Or, they really do selectively love the cops.
Or you know, like if, you know, they're like, either put your mask on or you're racist.
You
have to have your mask on. So I get there into the restaurant, and they're like immediately like telling me literally exactly where to stand outside the restaurant to wait to go to the bathroom.
Shit, dude.
Like moving me a foot and a half.
Right.
Dude, I went.
You know? So like just to exercise any authority. And they're just bosses. This woman's like bossing people around all night. I watched her do it.
And then there's like a homeless like black lady screaming at patrons and like demanding money from them.
Hell yeah.
And but because it's like the whole thing is just this political mess.
Of course.
They have to like apologize to her and bring her inside.
We're sorry for taking up your space.
And then they bring her inside. They bring the homeless lady inside and then she's back out and she goes to a specific table and is like pestering one man while the hostess just stands there. And then he has to go inside to buy her food. And it's like, imagine if this were a Vietnam vet.
Yes.
Imagine if it was a different homeless guy that was like, "Oh fucking God, my buddy's died." They would just kill him.
Right. They would. They'd be like, "Sir, put your mask on."
Yeah.
Did she have a mask on, the homeless lady?
Of course not.
Yeah.
No, it was like a fucking homeless
guy. I was eating, you know, outside of a restaurant, and I needed a piss. And when I went in the bathroom, they had a code of conduct for their bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked patrons to clean the bathroom afterwards, to wipe down the toilet, the handles. And what we know about the virus right now, like, I know the hand washing thing is like whatever, but like we know it's that airborne. It's airborne.
I don't like not tip, but I've never wanted to not tip more than during this COVID shit. Cause it's like, okay, well, if everything's by the book, I guess I should probably just, if I'm doing everything, if I'm placing an order on my phone and then a busboy's bringing it and the waiter only comes over here to demand I put a mask on. No, you didn't. No, you finally reached the point where no, you did not earn a tip.
I feel like I have actually had, where have I gone to eat? I feel like I had one thing that was awesome. I've never had too many bossy motherfuckers, I gotta be honest.
Yeah, honestly, until this, it was like, I saw another table, like the waiter
I've
comes
been opening up the pocketbook, dude, you know?
People need
was sitting there, I was like waiting for the bathroom, and there's like a table, and they're just sitting there, and the waiter comes up, and he's like, okay, just do a little bit of house cleaning. Anytime we're doing ordering or talking back and forth, we put the mask on. So I'll wait until you guys correct that, and then I'll circle back. And that was his like first words to this table of people.
Jesus Christ. House like, cleaning.
Brutal, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, this place, the place where you had to clean the bathroom, they had face masks and face shields on.
Ooh.
And you had to put your mask back on when they came to bring your food and like take your order.
Interesting.
It was like so overkill. And then, you go to the bathroom. I mean, they're like, make sure you read the code of conduct.
Listen,
it's very subtle.
I pissed on the seat.
It's very subtle.
I straight up pissed on the seat.
It's very subtle, but you can always tell when somebody has gone from, I'm concerned about people's safety, to I'm using this as an opportunity to boss people around.
Yeah. Right.
And it's like a very fine line.
Yeah.
And once you cross it, then you should be beaten to death.
Yes, sir. I do think, like, I'm with you, like, the mask when they come in sounds annoying, but at the same time, it's like, they're a fucking waiter, whatever.
I get it. I mean, they're like, they have to go to work, and, you know, they're
but I also feel like...
Yeah, but I go see, like, other times I go to a restaurant, and I just have the mask on, and it's fine. Like, I'm not thinking about it.
Right.
It's, you can perceive who is using this to boss people around.
Yes, and that does get an...
And act like a moralist, and who is just like, okay, well, we'll look out for each other because we're New Yorkers.
Right, yeah.
You know? Yeah. The second category, great. That's that 9/11 energy I know and love.
I love that shit.
Shouts out to Rudy.
Yeah.
Bring him
touching
back.
His cock.
I don't think he really was... He was tucking his shirt back in.
Nah, he was touching his cock.
You thought so?
For sure.
He laid back.
He's in the fucking bed. What the fuck? What do you think he was going to do?
It didn't really seem as bad as I thought it was going to be when I read the headline.
Are you joking?
Yeah, the headline made it sound like he was jacking his... Like,
well, see, I didn't read anything. I wanted to go in.
I saw a bunch of headlines. I was like, oh my God, they caught him jacking his dick.
I felt like he touched his cock.
It looked like he was just tucking his shirt back in. I don't know, man. I got to watch it.
He was laying on the bed.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, yes, 9/11.
Shouts out to 9/11.
Shouts out to 9/11.
Let's bring that energy.
Salute
back
to the Mujahideen once again.
They've flown two planes directly into my ass.
The Mujahideen. What is the Mujahideen? They're pre-Taliban?
They were the Taliban special forces. They fought the Soviets.
Freedom fighters during the Soviet
Afghan War. That's such a cool sounding word, dude.
Yeah, they were the U.S.-backed...
The Mujahideen motherfucking
And Bin Laden was part of the Mujahideen.
Well, that's what those guys, they call themselves the Mujahideen, the Boogaloo guys.
The who are those guys? Those are the guys that are trying to make Hawaiian shirts racist. Fuck that, dude.
I don't know if they're actually racist. That's because everybody in like America, like they only have like angry toddler politics.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the this Boogaloo Boy things happen, and they have to be like, people are like, who are they? Are they bad? And people are like, well, they're like for the most part, I guess, like anarchists, libertarians or whatever.
If you do not fucking politicize Hawaiian shirts, they're beautiful. I don't want it to be a, it's for having fun.
Let's put it this way. Right wing just means any white guy that folds the brim of his hat. So if it falls under that category, it doesn't matter what they say. No matter what they're doing, they support the president and the racist.
It's true.
Well, but look, it's like,
wait, those guys are Trump guys, though, aren't they?
I don't think so.
The Boogaloo guys.
Yeah, some of them are marching with Black Lives Matter. I mean, they hate the police. They just hate the state.
Right.
They're libertarian.
Yeah.
Well, either way, I don't support. Listen, the Hawaiian shirt is a beautiful thing that should not be political.
I heard the Boogaloo.
Everyone who's fat as shit should be able to wear and get drunk on fucking frozen margaritas.
They said that you shouldn't be allowed to wear Hawaiian shirts.
No, I'm saying I don't want it associated with any group other than Big Fat Party Animals.
Oh, they wore Hawaiian shirts.
Yes.
That was their uniform?
That's their uniform.
Damn,
I hate to break it to you, but there's really no such thing as the Big Fat Hawaiian Shirt Party Animal guy.
Yes, there is.
There's not.
Yes, there is.
It's a thing that fat guys like to imagine exists, but in real life it doesn't exist. The closest thing you have is the fat sideways skater shoe guy.
How dare you? This is more of your internalized fat phobia.
No.
Yes, it is.
The sideways skater shoe guy is as close as you get.
Don't you dare say that.
Because there's a lot more of them.
There is more that doesn't see
that have become so fat that
Hawaiian party animal.
They folded the fattest type of shoe in the world over on its side.
First of all, I don't wear skate shoes. Thank you very much. Okay, that is a type of guy.
You should get Osiris D3.
I should. That is something I'm looking
at. And always do the West Side fingers.
My friend told me the other day he got his first blowjob. Pants around the ankles, wearing Osiris D3s.
Respect, big respect.
That's such a
what, like three, like this week?
No.
Recently, well, yo, dude, I don't know if I told you, but I got my first blowjob.
I think it was like 13.
I'm gonna piss real quick.
Go for it.
Yeah,
I'm finished.
You never wore skates.
classic joke.
Oh, good.
The classic. I hold on a second. Swish. I'm about to piss. I just did.
That is good.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, look, the point is, fine, you can piss. We can talk about whether Big Fat Party Animals exist or not.
Well, I think the genesis of that is probably the Schlitz Gay commercial.
Schlitz Gay Beer.
Where Chris Farley is wearing the Hawaiian shirt.
I think that's a well-known... And yes, Chris Farley, thank you, though. Chris Farley... That's the energy we're talking about. Yeah. And it's an ideal.
That guy
loves
to party.
It's a beautiful ideal that we like to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to say so much is that in my best moments, I do live up to the idealized standards with a big fat party animal and a Hawaiian shirt.
I don't want to give you advice for your career. I think it's pretty condescending. But I think if you want to take a note from Farley, maybe get some more agility into your act.
I should.
Like, he was actually
he
was very limber.
I think people would be surprised at how limber I am.
I don't think you're Farley limber.
I'm not Farley.
Farley
limber.
With limber no. was Farley was
I'm not
kind
Farley
of,
limber.
He was Farley good. Was kind of like
but I think
actually
I can get
athletic.
There. I think well, first of all, how dare you?
For a massively
first of all, how dare you? I am athletic. I am quite the athlete.
No, you like sports and tracksuits.
I played sports, okay? Uh-huh. I have a much more vibrant athletic career than you, Adam. What the fuck did you do?
I had to stop
Little League baseball.
I had to stop baseball in freshman year.
Right.
Because we started going to the weight room that year and my body
it
wasn't
was too
there
embarrassing.
Yet. No,
you
I just
too embarrassed
I was like
to
I
get into the weight room.
I be, no,
legally,
I just my body
allowed.
I was like 5'1".
Exactly.
I just wasn't there yet.
No further questions, Your
puberty.
Honor. No further questions.
But I think that, all right.
You are not an athlete.
It was just a matter of time.
I am an athlete. I played football in high school. I played soccer even.
Mm-hmm.
I played some basketball, you know, Greek Orthodox Youth of America League basketball.
I want to get into a new sport.
Okay. I even wrestled for a season.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't want to fucking hear it about how I'm not an athlete.
I might have to go back and I had like way too much kimchi yesterday. I'm like having...
Just slight
diarrhea every time I piss.
Every time you piss?
Yeah, it comes out of my ass.
Once the valves are open, it's both ways?
Yeah.
Respect, man.
So what were we talking about? How there's no such thing as a fat...
There is a fat Hawaiian shirt guy. And I will venture so much to say that it's... That's
now,
what
do you
I
think
like
that's you?
I can hit that. That's
you never wear a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
It's not Hawaiian shirt fucking season. What are you talking
it's
about?
It's out of season.
You didn't wear one the entire summer.
I, where the fuck was I to go?
Track suits, yes. No tooth, yes.
Mm-hmm. I w-
a different kind of fat guy.
Do not try and fucking gaslight
yeah,
me
I
right
know,
now.
But the classic.
Both you motherfuckers know I wear Hawaiian shirts.
The classic.
And I'm not even trying to fucking hear it right now.
They no. don't exist. It's a thing. Every fat guy, again, it's no. just like pretends like, oh, the big fuck.
No.
Don't take a big fat Hawaiian, you know, shirt. That doesn't. First
it
of all.
Does it does exist. You're telling.
It's from the
you're
Simpsons.
Telling, yes.
Because Homer.
Right. It, two types of gay
John
guys.
John is trying to take it away. First
but
of all.
Gay guys get to do it.
Gay guys had it first through via Dom DeLuise.
Oh my God, you're gonna give him straight to gay guys and not to us?
Yeah.
We get but we share Dom DeLuise.
First of all, he belongs to the Italians and he was
no,
taken away
fuck
by the
Italians.
Homosexuals.
Fuck Italians. He's a fat guy first and foremost. You cannot give him to gay guys first and foremost. He is absolutely fat
no.
first.
No, he's Italian first.
Oh my God, you're full
ignore,
of shit.
We ignore that because
he's third Italian.
First of all,
third on
it
the
was
list
an
is
agreement
Italian.
Between the Italians and the mm-hmm. gays.
They had a
like,
summit. They had a summit.
They were like he's maybe a little bit too gay, you know, and they were like, well, we can just take him. And they're like, all right, but just downplay the Italian thing.
No, because he became so, first of all, he stars in a movie called Fatso. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's him.
Oh, let's watch Mafia.
He is, let's do it for sure. He is one of the most iconic fat guys. And yes, he is. He has a little bit of party animal to him. Sure, he's a homosexual, but that's not. Mm-hmm. That's neither here nor
famously
there.
Famously, the voice of Itchy from All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yes, he's been. He's done a lot of great voice work. And here's the thing: you can be a fat gay party animal. Absolutely, absolutely. Having said that, yes, in the summertime, I would like to throw on a nice Hawaiian shirt. It's about having a nice time when I'm feeling social. Yes, I am a big fat party animal Hawaiian guy.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't
you're,
happen.
You're social. You're affable. You are not a big fat Hawaiian party.
Oh,
that's gotta
God.
Be. That's gotta be exhausting. Cause
come
like,
on,
it's also too. You don't understand what I'm saying is. The fat guys that aspire to be the big fat party animal Hawaiian shirt guys
mm-hmm.
are annoying. They're not social.
Yes.
They'll show up at a party. Uh-huh. They'll put the shirt on. They're fucking just shut up.
They think the shirt is
they're
enough.
Reddit guys.
Of course. Yeah.
They're fucking Reddit guys. Yeah. They think it's a thing that's going to escape them from being like the socially awkward person that made them fat to begin with. You, on the other hand, are an immigrant.
And thank you.
Your mother loved you too much.
Yes.
And as a result, you're going to die at 45.
And I'll be wearing a fucking Hawaiian shirt and everybody will be gathered around. And you know what? People are going to be sad because I was such a good fucking, I was such a good hang. I was a lovable guy.
You are a nice
and
hang.
I was making everybody
all
feel
of that's
good
true.
In my Hawaiian shirt.
All that's true except the Hawaiian shirt, bro. You will not die
but
in a Hawaiian shirt.
What you don't understand is those losers aspire, because it is a real
I'm
thing.
I'm going to get it fucking notarized, but we're going
to
make it.
They aspire to be this.
On your death, if you were wearing a Hawaiian shirt, I will donate all of my money to the Holocaust Museum.
No, I don't want that.
No, I think we
that's
can.
That's the
I
worst
think we
fate
can,
that I could
I think imagine. We could come
oh, you. That's true.
That shows how much I'm willing to put on the line. Even if you were to say you have to kill yourself, one, I'm not sure that would be legal, but that would be less to me.
Okay, 50%?
Than if I had to cut a check to buy a new bus for the Jews for Trump.
Here's what
marathon,
you do. Yes.
Whatever.
You half your money goes to the whatever, the Jews.
For Jews for Trump.
Jews for Trump. Half your money, you have to buy a big fucking statue of Dom DeLuise and under the, with the plaque. The nation's foremost fat man,
mm-hmm.
and then we're square.
It would be funny to put like a big naked statue of Dom DeLuise with fascist written on his forehead in Times Square. Just like it does no explanation.
Makes no sense.
Just be like, yes, I'm the artist behind fascist Dom DeLuise.
Where would you put
it's a very small penis too?
Stop! I think if you gain any type of power and political influence,
is that Trump? Yeah. What happened to that you naked should, Trump statue?
I don't know.
Someone should have sucked its dick.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been yeah, and because no one
Tim
would
Tim Dillon should have done it. That yeah. would have been perfect for him. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, you should kind of try to lobby to get a Smithsonian museum for fat
for
people.
The fat people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They gave it to black people.
Why not us?
And Native Americans.
And by the way, there's a nice overlap there
the Smith,
too.
The Smith yeah. Sentiments Museum.
Yes, dude. We got Dom DeLuise. We got Aretha Franklin.
Holy shit! Now I want to go to the Entenmann's Museum. Can you imagine how great of a trip that would be? A little night. It's rainy out. Mm-hmm. We all get in the Volvo.
Yes, sir.
Head up. Maybe it's an hour and a half out towards the Lehigh Valley. We stop yes. in Edmunds Museum.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're like, welcome to the Edmunds Museum. Please try every one of our desserts.
We get there and then there's like...
You don't have to wear a mask. No one will say anything about a mask. You don't even have to use a little wax paper when taking out a donut, even though you know you will because you like the process. That what? Who can kid themselves? Using the wax paper is one of the best parts of getting a donut.
Oh, dude, absolutely! I would start salivating if you just handed me one of those little papers right now. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't even have to have a fucking donut involved. Is there an Edmunds Museum?
Yeah.
There could be.
We get there and there's a bunch of
I'm not saying it's big.
There's Entenmann's outlets. There's places that are just like
one
stand-
in the store.
Yeah, the standalone Entenmann's stores. But really, honestly, the only thing I really fuck with there is their coffee cake and the black rich frosted donuts.
I think there's a lot
the
more
black
stuff.
Donuts are
the black donuts
so good.
Are perfect with coffee.
There's a lot more. You're selling Entenmann short. They got a lot of stuff. I like they've got similar to the coffee cake. They have a different style of crummy cakes. There's a jelly one that at first I wasn't big on, but it has grown on me.
The Danish.
There's a Danish situation. The Danish are very nice.
Cheese Danish.
I love a cheese Danish.
Damn, now I just want donuts. Different kinds of baked goods.
That'd be awesome. But no, I have to bounce back. I got...
You know what's real good is the almond croissant from Myrtle and Marcy.
An almond croissant is very good. There's Greek almond cookies that are unbelievable.
Yeah.
A little tin of Danish shortbread cookies. Mm-hmm.
Shortbread, you can
miss
me. That place I got the baklava, the Syrian bakery in Oakland,
which is incredible baklava.
Queens. Yeah, they have really good almond cookies.
Yes, those are probably the ones.
Yeah, they're really good.
I do. This really pains me to say, and it's going to break my heart to have to even put this out there.
Yes,
yeah, but shouts out to the Ottoman Empire for taking over Greece for 700 years because
Turkish delights.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of the baklava is there. Is probably mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like a lot of fucking. They made us
breeding slightly below average penises into their instead of micro penises, which the ancient Greeks.
They got you guys up to a solid 2.5.
First of all, let me just say this: there's a bit in Borat where they show a specific penis, and I was like, "Damn, where'd they get my penis?" You know the one I'm talking about on the chair.
Yes.
I was like, oh, shit, that's exactly what
my dick. Guy also...
If anybody's wondering, that's exactly what my dick looks like.
In Borat 1, that guy also has your breasts.
No, he has much bigger tits than
me. He's got perfect...
That
dude,
scene at the end of Borat 1, you got them running around naked in that conference center.
Funny.
Yeah, that's you in your apartment with Elvis.
Yeah, it's true.
First of all, Elvis is not as skinny as Sacha Baron Cohen, and I'm not as fat as Azamat.
Azamat Bagatov?
Yeah. Azamat has big ass titties. We've been over this.
He's got a perfect pair.
We've been over this. I do not have big tits. Anyway.
That scene is so funny.
It's so just funny.
Just busting into that compound.
Awesome. Just completely. Oh, man. Nothing will ever top watching that in the theater.
Watching Borat. It was the best day of my life.
It was the best movie going experience I've ever had, for sure.
I couldn't breathe.
Well, let's not let him remember that then. I don't want him to get too worked up.
I went with my parents.
Whoa. What a fucking loser.
Yeah.
No. Are you kidding me?
That's fucking...
Your parents?
It was honestly the happiest...
I also went with Adam's parents, but it wasn't gay when I did.
Wait.
It was the happiest family moment, I think, probably my entire childhood. I'm serious.
One of my favorite...
It is so good
that it bridges
the gap. My favorite
movie memories of my whole life. Was going to see Dante's... No, wait. It wasn't Dante's Peak. Maybe it was...
Volcano?
Maybe it was... You know what? And it wasn't even... It was in Blockbuster, and I had seen that retarded kid prior. But we were at... Me and my dad went to see, like, Jurassic... Whatever the sequel to Jurassic mm-hmm. Park was.
Jurassic World?
And there was a retarded kid right in front of us that my dad could not stop making fun of.
Jesus Christ.
And then
your dad couldn't stop making fun of not you.
You just felt so close to him for the closest you guys have ever felt.
And then we were in Blockbuster maybe a year later.
Oh hell yes.
And that kid was an aisle over. And
respect.
He walked past Dante's Peak and he was like, Dante's Peak. And then my dad would just not stop saying, Dante, speak.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dante, speak.
You know, and that story is about family. So.
It's about family, brother, first and foremost.
First and foremost, it's about family. It's not about...
Damn, you went with... But that's like height of your... We're teenagers. We were like 15 when that shit came out. 16?
We watched the show as a family on Sunday nights.
Oh, really? HBO. Interesting.
It was a family thing. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, respect.
And then my mom, I remember in the theaters... crossing her legs and just saying that she was going to pee the entire movie. She's like, I'm going to pee.
Damn, Andy. I'm jealous. That actually is a beautiful family moment.
It was an incredibly beautiful moment.
I don't know. I guess the thing comes close is my mom introducing me to mafia movies when I was like 10.
That's cute.
And she's not, that is not her personality at all, but she fucking loves gangster movies. Shouts out Lil V.
I also went on a mommy and her precious boy date once to the to the water boy.
We went on what a an date. Apt film.
Yeah.
That's a movie that about a mother and son.
Yeah. You can do it, huh? Funny stuff.
We loved it.
Such a good line.
We loved it.
And that girl.
Vicky Valancourt.
Vicky Valancourt, dude. I'd beat off to her crazy.
Is that Fairuza Balk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's got a wild, wild gaze.
Yeah.
It was
What happened to girls like that?
I don't know.
Big mouth bitches?
Big mouth, fucked up teeth.
Those kind of girls, there's an entire car is an ashtray.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sweatpants, yeah. Lanyard keys.
I like those girls.
Yeah, they were always cool.
They would give head.
They definitely give head.
They love to give head.
Yeah. And are great at it. Yeah. Take pride in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, pajama pants.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Dude. They'd love
absolutely going to
pants.
Wendy's in pajama pants.
Yeah, and a wife beater.
Working at Cinnabon. Mm-hmm.
They'd have that ball, that metal ball necklace thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Sure. That's in the mix. Girls.
Yeah. Their breath would smell like cigarettes. And we'd be like, we're 12.
Oh, yeah.
How do you smoke cigarettes?
Damn, I polished off that baguette you had out there in the living room.
Oh, you ate the rest of it?
I ate the whole thing.
Oh, okay, nice.
And now I'm thinking about getting a baguette for lunch.
Damn, you shouldn't have done that because I got this...
Shit, is today the day to go to DeFontaine's?
This bluefish spread that is really good.
Nick, you motherfucker.
You should have put it on the baguette. That's why I got the baguette.
You fucking piece of shit.
To pair with the bluefish spread.
And you don't get any now.
It's a smoked bluefish spread.
The question is, will I have learned my lesson?
It's like a pate.
And the answer is no.
You fucking piece of shit.
I guess I didn't learn my lesson.
If you guys live in New York, go to Greenpoint Fish. They're very nice there. They've got really good fish.
Damn it, dude. You fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
I want some of that right now.
It's very good. We'll eat some after.
But we don't have fucking baguette, do we, Adam? Because somebody got fucking
I know where
impatient.
We can get some baguettes.
I know a place
that's such a fucking funny line. You remember that on The Simpsons?
Yeah.
I don't.
My mom's French, so we only celebrate Bastille Day. They're like, we could have a party at the beach. I know where there's a beach. I know where we can get some baguettes.
I honestly don't remember.
It's from the episode where Lisa becomes cool.
Oh, yes.
And Bart acts like a shithead in that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Very un... That's a...
Un-Bart-like.
Un-Bart-like. It's very absolutely. Un-Bart-like. And then he redeems himself at the end by acting normal. But, right. I mean, yeah, it's...
Maybe he's having a weird day. You don't know.
I guess.
But you're right. He should be stoked.
Mm-hmm.
He should be less of a bitch that episode.
Yeah. A lot of good laughs in that one, though.
Absolutely.
Don't worry, Lisa. I forgot my bathing suit too, but I improvised. He's got the welcome mat on as a diaper. He steps outside and then just like cop cars.
Damn, it's fucked up that Matt Groening got his feet rubbed on Epstein's Island.
Yeah.
It really fucks shit up.
Uh-huh. Well, people have pointed out, I mean, he contributed almost nothing to that
show
other than the original drawings.
Yeah.
Which I love. I would love to just quit this podcast and then it gets taken over by a handful of fucking like Harvard psychos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then becomes one of the best things of all time.
That one guy died.
And then I get drunk.
Yeah,
and
the
go
guy
to,
who actually.
I get drunk and I go to restaurants and they put my picture on the wall and I just like scribble like
fucking sucking my dad's dick.
Just trash. Living off $80 million a year in royalties.
Yeah, he...
For just saying come town.
One of the biggest finessers of all time is that pedophile, Matt Groening.
And his name is...
Well, the guy who got the best deal was Sam Simon. I think.
Until he died.
Yeah. I think because he had nothing to do with the show. He just, like...
I thought he was the main guy.
I know. I think he just, like, fucking create... He pulled everything together and then walked away. And then walked away and got, like, some huge deal.
Respect.
But I don't know. I mean, you would have to consult one of those, like, history of The Simpsons books.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
May perhaps we should have...
I want to write, like, a Prima's totally unauthorized biography of Mike Birbiglia. And to illegally use the name Prima also. Make it look like a strategy guide. And then just trash Mike Birbiglia.
Yes, he's actually a pedophile. Mm-hmm.
That's how he got into improv, to say he was doing a bit to cover up his pedophilia. That's the thing, is because someday I will be broke again. Mm-hmm. And I will be drinking.
No, you won't,
and
brother.
And the thing is, like, but I'll still have...
You like to think that,
I'll still have people that
won't.
Will pay attention to the bullshit that I do.
Yes.
So if I have nothing that you can take away from me, there is absolutely zero stopping me from just rampant copyright infringement, libel.
That's when you're
nothing.
A free man.
I'm fucking nothing. You can't touch me. Yeah. I'm homeless.
You're a Ronin again.
Yeah, what are you going to go ahead? Sue me. I won't show up to court. Get a default judgment for $80 million. See if I give a shit. Yeah.
I'm drunk.
I'm drunk and I live outside. Anyways, back to the totally unauthorized biography of Barack Obama and Mike Birbiglia, a romance. Real? Of course. Legally real. Speaking.
Legally speaking, real. Mm-hmm. Sleepwalk With Me was about when he would rape Obama while he was sleeping.
Yeah, what else did he do when he was sleepwalking?
Dude.
Besides walk through windows. A lot
put his,
of rape.
Put his he raped a lot.
A ton of rape.
Mike Birbiglia, when he was sleepwalking, raped hundreds of men and women.
Mm-hmm. He would whisper in their ears, sleepwalk with me.
Mm-hmm. Sleep fuck with me.
Sleep fuck with me. That was actually the original title. And then Ira Glass was like, it's a little on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a good Ira?
That's
yeah,
a great,
pretty good.
That's a great Ira Glass.
This is NPR.
This is Ira Glass.
You know who that was? I did Ira Flato by accident. You guys know him?
No.
The Science Friday guy?
Is he an
NPR I'm Ira
guy?
Flato. Ira Flato here. Nobody
I'm
knows
having gay sex.
Who I am.
You guys never listen to Science Friday?
No,
I used to be
NPR.
Honestly, I used to be an NPR head as a little kid.
Yeah, my parents
I used to love that. NPR. I was a fucking gay ass.
I don't
child.
Think I've ever liked anything on NPR.
I liked Car Talk.
Car Talk absolutely rocked.
I didn't
car
understand.
Talk sucks.
I didn't understand
no.
cars,
car
but I liked
sucks.
The guys.
Car Talk was awesome.
I liked the guys.
I hate
I liked
Car
Click
Talk.
And
dude.
Clack.
That's because you
when
never.
I was a little kid.
That's because you never rode to Marshall's on a Sunday morning listening to Car Talk.
It was
with
a
your
weekend
mom,
drive,
and
it
she
was
would
a weekend
get you.
Drive
she
show.
Would get you. She would stop at Einstein Bagels, and you get two bagels.
Oh man,
that's why you don't love Car Talk.
Oh,
like
she'd
I
get
do.
You too.
Little V was, and they had a bagel dog one time. She let me get one of those fuckers.
You're such a precious, beautiful little boy.
Fuck! What a who knew life would peak.
Where does the time go?
Getting size 38 khakis in fourth grade.
I don't know. I still don't think life has peaked for me. Then I think about like just being, if I could, yeah, you just be homeless, but you still have an audience of like 1.5 million people.
Yeah.
The things you could get away with.
Why do you want that? Because I see it in your eyes that you do.
Because there's nothing to lose.
Right, right.
You're untouchable.
Right.
You either
right
have to have all of
have
the money or none.
Yeah.
You know,
you're in a precarious position right now.
Right.
Being able to spend $8,000 on a racing wheel and make one of the rooms in your home
a race car
room.
Don't blow up next to spot like that.
Turn the entire apartment into a movie theater.
That
different,
sounds
different
awesome.
Theaters.
That sounds cool.
I was thinking about getting a fucking arcade, either the Simpsons or NBA Jam in my house.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
A cabinet. You should build
a
your
cabinet.
Own.
Really? Is it easy?
Yeah. No.
No.
You
no.
couldn't do it.
Ooh, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I didn't even say it, motherfucker. You said I should do it, and then I asked you if I could.
You knew you used
no.
to have a fucking cool house was Rob...
Mayer?
Yeah, Rob Mayer.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was his roommate's house. He had a buddy that was like rich or something.
Oh, okay.
And he lived with him?
And yeah, he lived with him in the whole house. It was like a man-child house, basically.
Hell, respect.
Yeah, they had like an arcade set up with a...
Cool.
with like emulators in the arcade.
Fuck,
box.
That's what I want. I want an emulator, dude.
I think they had a hot tub. They had like beer, like keg taps.
Fuck
and
yes, shit. Dude. Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Fucking yeah. Pulp
blank,
Fiction.
Blank
poster.
Check, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Blank check. But you dude. Get pussy from the girl at the end.
Blank check. What a what a fucking fantasy.
Dude, I wanted that so bad.
I wanted the trampoline.
My dad was like, you could never
ring.
Get that shit for $1 million. That was just the one. That was all he came to. I was like, dude.
He was right.
He was right.
That house was more than $1 million.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You rent it for a month.
Or maybe it was a lease.
It's probably a rental.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Yeah, but Sinbad was probably, he probably cost him, you know, at least $800,000.
Did he buy Sinbad?
What are you talking about? Full first kid?
No.
Wait, was check. It? Was Oh, Sinbad was first kid. Yeah.
No, wasn't he in a blank check too?
No, it was a white guy. His butler guy, I think, was a white guy. I don't think it was Sinbad.
Yeah, what the fuck was first kid? It was like the shittiest son from Home Improvement.
Yeah, he was
and
the
he's like,
son.
You're my slave. You have to do everything I say, slave.
Sinbad.
Sinbad's like, oh, shucks. I'm just a simple Secret Service agent. Don't know no better. Just stumbled into this job somehow.
Yeah, wasn't he faking it also or something?
Yeah, he was Russian.
Mm. He was
part
a spy.
Of the Russian. Mm. Are people still going with that? It's crazy. They're going to run out the Russian shit up until the day of the election.
Are they still?
You think they're going to do that through the second term? Are we going to get another 4 years of like it? The Russians,
100%. If
the Russians did it,
for sure.
They were saying that. Yeah, they're still
without
I mean,
a
the
doubt.
Debate,
if he wins,
Biden was. Dude, I don't think you guys didn't watch the second debate.
You know what would be the funniest thing in the world?
So sad.
If I was Putin, what I would do is contact the DNC and say, hey, can we help you rig it so that Joe Biden wins?
And they
and leave a very public paper trail of like rigging the election in Joe Biden's favor just to see if the media ignores it.
Yeah. The second debate was so sad because it just wasn't funny.
I didn't watch it.
I haven't watched it.
I only watched the VP debate.
Bro, I'm not watching shit. I don't give a fuck anymore.
No, I mean, this is all we get is these two old guys having a debate. The first one was great because, like, they were just, Trump was being a bitch. He was, I mean, that's what.
None of this would be happening if Hollywood would just do their fucking job. So they're fucking around with this Queeby bullshit. Just make better shows.
Give us a better movie.
Give us better shows.
Just come up with better shows.
Mm-hmm.
Put a gun to Vince Gilligan's head and say, do something new.
That's right.
Or we'll fucking kill your children.
A spinoff. I don't care.
David Chase Sopranos 2.
Skyler, do a parallel universe Breaking Bad where Skyler gets breast cancer and she has to start sucking cock.
And you chop her titties off and give her big ass implants.
And fucking Walt is just being cucked left and right. Yep. And then you get the male version of the show where everyone's like, she's being bad to Walter, and then women get to say she's doing stuff for the family.
Yeah,
that's right.
Walter's being a bitch. Walter's being a cunt. When he comes, she comes home and he has to wash the cum out of her hair. with what? His teacher's salary? And he's like, I fucked Beth.
Damn,
like, how dare Walter cheat on her?
Oh, did Skylar cheat?
Yeah, she fucks Ted.
Who's Ted?
Ted's the her boss at some bank, or she
is he
works.
Hot?
No,
he's some rich guy.
Yeah, and then it turns out he's embezzling money, so she let another corrupt ass lay some pipe.
that pussy only attracts villains and criminals.
She let her pussy get corrupt.
Some crooked.
Okay. He could be saying anything, folks. It's not what you think.
Put a little twang on there. A little stink on it.
It's not what you guys
think. Put a little English on, a little hook around the other words.
He said,
and boom, and then I went to the store. Boom. So it goes around the sentence.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
I like to have the M word wrap around.
Well, that's not what you said.
My sentence is like a boa. You know, like the collar on a big fur coat. The fedora.
Really?
Yeah, rolling up in a Cadillac.
I see.
Just draped over my language.
It's an interesting image to pair with that word.
Mm-hmm.
which you may or may not have said. We don't know.
Yeah.
Because it was edited out expertly
in
post. Yeah, I'd never finished Breaking Bad. I don't know why. Just didn't, you know. I don't fucking know. I was too nervous. I saw when they chopped
if
off.
I remember correctly, it was not a very satisfying ending. But I kind of forget that show.
That show was great. It was so much
fun
to watch.
The beginning of the show was a blast.
Yeah, I watched the first season, I think.
Mm-hmm. And then what? You just stopped liking it because everybody else liked it?
What?
No. You just stopped liking it because it got too popular?
No, in fact, I tried to get into it when it was popular. I was like, oh, cool.
No, I mean, Adam. Oh. Either one of you, I mean, I guess.
I thought that when the end of the show...
That's a valid reason. I mean, it can... Like, lots of things are ruined
by... No, I watched
it
when...
The Christopher Nolan Batman movies are great, but I can't make myself sit down and watch them again.
Oh, come on.
They're very
if the Joker one is on TV, you're watching.
The Joker one, yes. But Batman Begins, it's like, I'm really just going to watch Batman.
I'm with you. Batman Begins has lost a little bit of its value to me, but the Joker one was a master. And I've never seen the Bane one since I saw it in theaters.
Yeah, that one wasn't.
That good. One can suck my little prickadillo.
no, I thought that in the last season, I was watching it when everyone else was watching it. I thought it was kind of lame, the way it wrapped up.
I think it was just where else is it going to go?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Wait, like the end is just, oh no, I'm not gonna say.
Don't spoil, dude. Yeah. Well, I don't give a fuck, but our listeners.
Yeah.
Well, they don't care. Fuck the listeners. Okay, now that you said that, I'll spoil it. But the end is just like he goes Scarface, right?
I don't know. You made a big deal about spoiling and you don't even fucking know what happened.
I'm asking. I don't remember.
Shut the fuck up.
He goes to New Hampshire and then he goes Scarface after that. Okay. He goes back and he's like, I gotta go Scarface. All
right, nice, man.
Yeah, he goes to the Enemans factory.
That sounds awesome.
He goes to the Enemans factory.
Now, that's
a
satisfying
ending.
That
sounds like a perfect day. That episode was called
Bro, no joke.
Perfect day.
I would love to do that. Go get some fucking
donuts.
Dude,
I do want those chocolate donuts now that you brought it up with a nice hot coffee.
Nice hot coffee. It's perfect weather for it, too.
Oh, I love a nice gray day.
That is
rainy and brainy, as they like to call it in France.
That's the absolute fucking unbelievable... Coffee, church number one draft pick is the Entenmann's donut.
Yeah.
Because it's legitimately good. And then you also, I mean, Munchkins were big. You never went to church, Nick, did you?
Mm-mm.
You guys have some kind of shit after synagogue?
They give us booze.
What time is the
rabbis
would
give
service?
The rabbis would give us vodka when we're like 13.
Hold on. Are your church services like in the evening?
No, it's in the morning.
What day? Saturday?
Saturday morning, mm-hmm.
Sounds fucking gay. Sunday's a nice time, dude. And we had some shit called coliva. I don't know what the fuck they are, like barley or whatever, for dead motherfuckers. It was like this chewy bag of shit that whenever somebody died, they would make this special little dessert. And it wasn't that good, but I was always excited when somebody died. Because I had a nice...
For the
some old bitch kicked the bucket so I could have a fucking bag of coliva.
They should sell candy in movie theater box-style distribution.
They really should.
It would feel like you're back
for
at
home.
The pictures.
Yeah, now that the pictures are done.
I miss the pictures.
I have not had no patience to sit and watch movies. And then when I do watch something, it's bullshit.
Dude, we can rent out a movie theater and put a whatever
How
picture
much?
We want.
That's what's so funny is they're letting people do that now. They're like, oh, yeah, now we've made it so that movie theaters are exclusively for rich
people. For the
people.
Rich people, yeah.
So that COVID exists... As long unless you have
COVID
enough
is.
Money, and then
well, yeah, that's the reality though. Motherfuckers, rich people are out there with rapid tests, having fucking ragers and shit in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It literally, I mean, everything has just gotten better for rich people.
Yeah, but the renting out the movie theaters thing—that's like that just flies in the face of like.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand having like access to faster testing or like better care or whatever. That's obvious, but. Now it's a situation where it's like denying the realities of transmission or like the supposed realities of transmission as they've told us they exist if you have enough money. Mm-hmm. Where it's like you can just buy out the movie theater. It's not like...
Well, you're not putting... It's not like a... it's not like a spreader event if it's you and 10 motherfuckers that you know. It's not like you're going
to... Then why can't they open the theater to general admission for 10
people? It doesn't
make
sense, honestly.
It doesn't make
sense.
Because
they'd probably lose money.
Well, honestly, they are open other than in New York. They're like, we can go to Jersey today and see a movie. The problem is there's only like 4 movies in the theaters right now and they all suck.
What are they?
There's Tenet. There's actually one with Liam Neeson where he's like a FBI sets him up or something.
Hell yeah.
They've set me up. They've pulled my penis. There's found like, a picture of me pissing my pants.
There's like an Indian girl finding love movie. Yeah, some blockbuster.
There's an Indian boy and he's trying to find love.
There's a movie where it's like an Indian girl. She's
bend
like,
it like Beckham.
I can't find love. And then some guy's like,
show me your pussy.
I actually like was going to go to Hoboken to see a movie the other day.
Are you sure he's not just Indian, Obi-Wan? There's a dot on his head, and it makes me think.
My name is Qui-Gon Jinn.
You're Obi-Wan. I'm Qui-Gon. Oh. There's something different about the boy. Maybe it's the dot on his head. I'm not sure.
That's an interesting little dynamic to take to start with the Star Wars universe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Indian people.
What's so funny about Episode One is that like they show up to whatever that bullshit. I guess it's where do they live?
Tatooine.
Do they live on Tatooine?
I don't know.
Where the boy lives?
Probably where Anakin lives. Yeah, I think it's Tatooine.
And
maybe it's
not. Yeah, Anakin. They're like, oh, what are you, a slave or something?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, he's a slave. Him and his mom are slaves.
Yeah.
He's a boy slave.
To that Jew elephant thing.
And you're telling me the Jew elephant doesn't get pussy from Anakin's mom? He's definitely gay.
He's putting that trunk way up inside.
Both holes.
Give me pussy, maybe. I put my chance cube in your pussy.
We're trying to get off this planet so my mom doesn't have to fuck that blue guy anymore.
We didn't come here to free slaves, Anakin.
So what happens? He leaves.
May
your
I have
mom
some
behind?
Of your son's blood to test it?
Does he do that?
Yeah, he like fucking like that's how he figures out he's a Jedi. They do it by like blood testing.
That's
they wrote into the first.
There's
one.
No other way.
The force.
Yeah,
he has like that. Takes like a blood sample and like sees how much like midichlorians are in his blood.
Oh wow.
He's like, what are midichlorians? And he's like, don't worry about it. Basically,
it's bullshit. George Lucas wanted to talk about. We didn't bother finishing writing this scene.
Did you see what Kanye said on Joe Rogan?
No.
He was like, this is the only thing I'm going to get mad about, but whoever says that the last three Disney Star Wars are better than the three prequels that they made in the early 2000s is crazy. He's like, Revenge of the Sith, you get to see how they make Darth Vader.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm not that I'm like a prequel apologist, but the prequels are better than the...
Yes, I agree.
Because the follow-up movies are like... Here you go. Here's the exact formula you expect with shitty like fucking Seth Rogen comedy inserted into it and the guy from Girls.
See, that's why you guys fucked up is because I saw all those movies blasted out
on
of my
mushrooms.
Fucking head on mushrooms or acid. So I love those movies. I don't know what the fuck happened in them, but I'm telling you, dude, last Christmas when I saw the fucking last one, out of my fucking mind.
They're all bad.
Shouts out to Babu motherfucking Frick. I lost my shit every time that little motherfucker came on screen. People thought I was retarded. Yeah. People thought that they were listening to theater with a fucking retarded kid who loved Star Wars.
Which one?
I remember going to the movies once and you know they're like the handicap seats?
Yes.
In like the middle row. So I was on one side with my friend and then on the other side of the other handicap seats. I forget even what the movie was, but there was a drunk lesbian.
Yes.
I probably told this story. But goddamn, it was so funny. Just getting ejected from the theater. They were drinking.
Hell yeah.
And they got ejected from the theater for laughing too hard at the Kung Pao Enter the Fist trailer. Like, oh, goddamn, that's fucking funny. just being asked to leave.
For enjoying themselves too much.
Yeah.
Fucking bitches.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit I like to see in my America.
Damn. What's for lunch, boys?
Yeah.
Let's figure that out.
Thank you, folks.
We're going to watch Mafia.
We're going to
watch
Mafia.
Check out cum.town. We have crewnecks. They're printing and shipping now.
Yes.
We have
definitely
them.
Check that out.
Check them out. Cum.town.
Go to stavi.biz. I'm on tour. I'm in Magoobies, although this is probably out by the time this has happened. And
happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. I'm also going to be in Jersey, and I'm going to go to Mohegan Sun at some point if there's no second wave. I'm going to try and do one headlining show a month so I don't forget how to do stand-up. So I'll be cautiously around this winter. And also, those 2021 Stabby Baby calendars are coming at you soon. Keep an eye out for those.
That's a great stocking stuffer. What did I say? Stocking stuffer. Stocking stuffer. Okay, bye.